For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Monday, December the 16th. As always, it's good to have you with us. We've got two guests today. We'll start, first of all, with Elizabeth Broughton Pomlieri.
Yes, hello.
Welcome back to Radio Friends, Greenhouse Theater Project. And you have a show that opens
This coming Wednesday.
What is it?
We have a new piece. It's an original piece that my co-artistic director, Emily Adams, and myself wrote from scratch.
With the English accent.
That's the Emily. I'm sorry, she's not here. She had a baby a couple months ago. She's taking a little bit of a leave of absence. But yeah. She co-wrote this beautiful script with me, and it's called C'était la nuit, or T'was the night, was the translation.
So this is a Christmas play.
It is a Parisian holiday show, yeah. So technically it takes place around the Noel that is Christmas, right? Uh-huh. But it starts in Tennessee on Lookout Mountain. It's about a boy who's actually born to a cabaret singer and a poet in Paris, but then he is adopted and raised in Tennessee. And when he approaches his 18th birthday, his parents tell him the truth. And so he goes kind of on this pilgrimage, this journey back to Paris to find his roots.
Wow, this seems like a deep production.
It's actually very light. There are six actors in the show, and they all play multiple characters, men and women, and it's huge caricatures, really fun. We've been working with dialect coaches so we can, you know, get as close as we can to perfecting our Parisian accents. But yeah, it's really cool, and we're collaborating with Orr Street Studios. Mm-hmm. So we're performing, as we always perform, in these different spaces downtown. We're performing in this really cool art gallery with these high ceilings. So we're creating this this art installation piece where our props and our costumes will hang from the ceiling. So we'll pull them down kind of throughout the piece.
Yeah. Now, there's no music in this?
There is music.
Oh,
actually,
music
one
too.
Of my actors has learned how to play the accordion. He is playing the accordion. He's the storyteller throughout the piece. And then we have a lot of other French music that is from Jan Tiersen, who's one of my favorite composers, and that'll be kind of playing throughout the piece.
Are you in it?
I am in it.
All right. Well, then tell people to come, but use your French dialect, if you will.
Oh, don't do that to me. Come on.
Oh,
please, please come. Please, we would really like you to come to our show. Yeah, oui, yeah.
Very good.
And if they want tickets, they can get them online.
Oh, you slipped
online.
Out of it, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know. It comes
if they want tickets, it opens this Wednesday.
This Wednesday runs through Sunday. It's at 7:30 p.m., five nights. And it runs about an hour long, and it's family-friendly. So bring the kids. There'll be cider and wine, and you can get tickets online. Our website is greenhousetp.org.
Okay. www.greenhousetp. That's for Theater Project.
You got it.
.org.
Yes, correct.
All right. Elizabeth Broughton Pomlieri, thank you so much
for coming.
Always a pleasure having you here.
Thank you.
Okay. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Paul.
Now, we have sitting to my left, Nina Furstenau. Have you met Nina before?
I did just meet Nina.
Yeah, okay. Nina has written a book about vampires. No. But the title sounds like it's a book about vampires. You're actually a wonderful author. Cookbooks, and Indian cooking. The name of this one is Biting Through the Skin.
And please read the subhead, Paul.
Okay. Wait a minute. Let me put my glasses on. Biting Through the Skin, an Indian Kitchen in America's Heartland. Okay.
Yes.
This is a cookbook. It is not a book about vampires.
And actually, it's a food memoir with a sprinkling of family recipes.
Oh.
So it's a story about using food as a lens to see family culture.
How wonderful.
So it is savory, but not in the sense of vampires.
Okay. Okay. Well, how'd you come up with this title?
Well, in the prologue, there is a scene where I was as a child visiting India, and I saw another child, a little bit younger than myself, biting through a banana skin to get at the fruit. And it made such an impact on me that I think it stayed with me almost in dream form for a number of years until I realized it was actually true. And when you are that age and you see someone your own age or close in a position of hunger like that, I think it affects, at least for me, it affected how I really go through the life ever since.
Right. So actually, this title has a great deal of meaning.
It does.
Meaning to you. Mm-hmm. So it's a story, and there are recipes
there
in here.
There are recipes in there.
Very tasty. Very
There's tasty recipes.
This came out when? In September?
In September.
How many books have you written?
This is my second. It's my second. I did Savor Missouri earlier last spring.
That's right. We had you on here talking about that. So how many recipes are in here?
There's 50 plus. They're all fit recipes from my family. They're very good. And I think all of us have different comfort foods, things that bring us to our family story. You, I'm sure, do from your Sicilian background.
Yeah.
And if you think about one dish or two, it opens up a whole world of experiences because you might also remember who prepared it or how they prepared it or what spices they used.
Or the aroma, smelling one of the ingredients that's used in a particular dish can take you back 30, 40, 50 years.
Absolutely. It really can. And for many of us, I feel every family is a pocket of culture within the larger community. Mm-hmm. And so those sensory kinds of triggers will spark your story. I mean, you can't avoid it. And for me, there was a story of Kansas in the Midwest and the foods that were eaten in the Midwest outside our front door. But behind our front door, there was a different story.
Right. What is a comfort food in here for you?
Oh, there's a great recipe in there it sounds pretty basic, but it's chicken curry. But it's my family's recipe for chicken curry.
So that's your comfort food.
And it's pretty darn comforting.
Good. Yeah. So if people want this book, actually, it'd be perfect for a Christmas gift.
Oh, it'd be lovely.
Absolutely perfect for a Christmas gift. Where can they get this?
If you look downtown, there's 9th Street Books, Tallulah's, Barnes & Noble in town, then all your, online sources as well.
It's available on Amazon, too?
It is.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and Barnes & Noble.
So it's called Biting Through the Skin, An Indian Kitchen in America's Heartland.
Yes.
All right. And it's a beautiful book written by a really beautiful lady with a great personality.
Thank you, Paul.
So much, Nina,
nice
for coming by.
Here.
Merry Christmas to you, and
Merry
I hope
Christmas.
You sell a ton of these books.
Thank you so
they
much.
They make great stocking stuffers, won't they?
I think so.
All right. We're out of time for today. Please come back again.
Thank you so much.
Tomorrow, Bill Wickersham will be on. You know what his topic is? UFOs. Our director is Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Sifun Oyong, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator is Uncle James Mauser. And if there is something you would like to hear or see, I would love to hear from you. Drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu, and you can sign up for a free podcast or a podcast.